It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Hour number two and the final one for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. Just wouldn't be any fun without you on that side of the radio. And just a reminder that we're recording this program on Thursday, as we always do, so that I can sleep in a little bit past 3 a.m. at least one day a week. But hope you're enjoying the program today. It is raining outside a broadcast house right now as we speak, but looks like it's going to be plenty of sunshine and even a little bit warmer for the weekend. So hopefully that's the case for your outdoor plans. Just a setup to what's still to come in this hour. I'm looking forward to checking in with Bob and Mark. We'll do a little road tripping with the boys. I haven't had my weekly email or phone call from them, so I'm not sure exactly what's on tap, but they always have some surprises up their sleeves. So we'll do road tripping with Bob and Mark. Then we're really going to have some fun. Joe Loveridge is going to join us, and we're going to talk skidjoring in the Heber Valley. I got a note, when was it? A few days ago, anyway, from Jessica Turner, who handles the PR and relations for the Heber Valley tourism up there. And she suggested that I enlist the help of Joe Loveridge because he knows all about it. He's a horse guy. And as a matter of fact, I think his company actually still handles the horseback riding that takes place at Sundance Ski Resort. But he's going to explain what skidjoring is all about and how you can be a part of the fun that's coming up in a few weeks. And then we'll wrap up the program as we usually do with Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports, and we'll find out what's happening up there and what the snow activity is for snowmobiling and weekend stays or weekday stays at the cabins at Bear River Lodge. Speaking of Bear River Lodge, there was one thing I meant to mention on our news of the week, which I didn't get a chance to finish. And it's a video that I posted, and anybody out there that listens to the program on a regular basis knows that I ride a Harley, and we have quite a few adventures. Been to Sturgis several times there in South Dakota, and so I'm very familiar with the Custer State Park. Just about everybody that I know that's made trips to Sturgis will stop at Custer for a view of things. But there was a video that showed up of a pretty sizable bear that decided he wanted whatever the food was in the trunk pack on a Harley Davidson, and it started out being funny. But the bear's struggling with it and struggling with it, and then all of a sudden just yanks the entire 900-pound Harley Davidson over on its side, which anybody that rides knows that is near impossible to get back up on its wheels by yourself. If you want to see the video, you can check it out at KSL Outdoors Radio. But right now, it's not her usual theme song, but it is appropriate for the day. Faith Jolly is with us from the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk eagles today.
I gotta say, I'm loving this music, though. It's very fitting.
It is. And, boy, are we lucky in the state of Utah. We often talk about, you know, things that you'll remember the first time you do this or you see that in the outdoors. An eagle flying in the wild, I think, is one of those things that most people will remember about an outdoor moment in their lives. And we have a great number of places where you can do that.
We really do. And if you can indulge me, I'll be really fast. I do have a fun little eagle story.
Yeah.
I was up in the Uintas a couple of summers ago camping with some family, and on Trial Lake, we're doing some fishing, and right in front of us, and I mean right in front of us, this bald eagle swoops down and snatches a fish out of the water and just takes off, and it was so cool. It's so cool to see that, yeah.
You know what? I have a similar experience when I was with my brother, who we grew up in Pocatello, Idaho, our school years anyway. We spent our childhood in California, but anyway, he made the move from Pocatello, Idaho, up to Jackson Hole. And so he had access to the outdoors right out his back door every day. But we were floating along the Tetons there one day in a really remote area in a kayak. And a bald eagle just kept following us and following us and following us. And so it wasn't just like a flyby. it sort of became a companion for the day, and I think it was waiting to see if we were going to do any fishing, which we never did.
Yeah, it's like, are you going to feed me yet? What are you guys doing over here? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Need a snack. That's awesome.
Anyway, the Bald Eagle, we used to call it Bald Eagle Day. I guess they've dedicated an entire month to it now.
We have, yeah. So February is, if you've never seen one, this is a great time of year to do it. There, a lot of bald eagles are flying to Utah during the winter to find food and kind of escape some of those colder conditions farther north. And so by February, we do have hundreds of eagles that are typically coming through the state during their migration. So yeah, we've kind of just turned it into a whole month, and we're hosting actually this year three different viewing events. So if you've never seen a bald eagle, come check out one of our events. They're a great place to see typically more than one even.
Yeah. Farmington Bay is a natural one, which we'll get to in a minute. I don't want to lead with that because it is later in the month. We've got a couple that are coming up the first weekend, and one of them's down in Cedar City or just north of Cedar City.
It is, yeah. So our very first event is in southern Utah. It's going to be February 2nd during the afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. And we do this one at Rush Lake Ranch. It's just a little bit north of Cedar City, like you mentioned. Great area, but usually we'll have several bald eagles that you can come see. And we'll have staff there that can answer questions about the birds and help you kind of spot them. We'll have spotting scopes, but if you do have your own binoculars, we recommend you bring those to each of the events as well. So that one will be kind of our first one to kick us off. And then the second one will be the very next day, so Saturday, February 3rd. And that one we typically will do at our Fountain Green State Fish Hatchery.
Hmm.
So kind of central part of the state, yeah.
I wonder why the birds would hang out there.
I know. And in fact, yeah, we do it actually pretty close to the hatchery. It's about a mile from our hatchery. And in some years, we've seen as many as 50 bald eagles, and they'll kind of be in a tree that's kind of off the side of the road right there by the hatchery. So that's kind of a cool one if you're kind of in the central part of the state. And then our last one, as you mentioned, is at the Farmington Bay. So our Eccles Wildlife Education Center, this is really great for folks along the Wasatch Front. It's literally 20 minutes from Salt Lake. So really accessible, really close. This event is going to be Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is a fun one too, because typically we'll have a lot of birds here as well. They'll come and eat the carp, and they'll kind of just be perched out on the ice in the bay. So that's kind of a cool one. You can see them eating a lot of times. So it's kind of fun. And we've taken our kids to this. And this one also is going to be fun because in the education center, we're going to have crafts. We're going to have some activities. We're potentially going to have a partner bring in a live bald eagle.
Oh, wow.
So that you can actually see them up close as well. So, yeah, again, all of these you can register on our Eventbrite. But yeah, really, really cool opportunity, especially, you know, if you've never seen one, like I said, it is really cool to see them in the wild.
Yeah, my buddy and anybody that's listened to the program knows I've talked about him a few times, more than a few times, but Jason Sims used to be the principal photographer for the Doug Miller Show. And he's a great photographer, but he loves going out there this time of year. And he actually sets up like he's duck hunting, you know, so he'll put himself in a blind with a good lens on his camera. And he gets some amazing shots of the bald eagles out there in Farmington Bay.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, that's like a haven for wildlife photographers. Like, there's really good access. And, you know, obviously you need some of those longer lenses to get the really up close shots, but there are some really cool areas that you can see them right there. And with any of these events, if you come, it's kind of fun too. We do these little bald eagle pins. And so you can come, and people have collected these. We do a different style each year that you can kind of collect over the years. So if you come to any of these events, you can grab yourself a collector's pin as well.
All right. And if there's any question about locations, again, dates, times, just go to wildlife.utah.gov and you can find it, the information there. Faith Jolly, thank you so much.
Yep, thanks for having us. We hope to see you guys out there.
We will take a break when we come back. We're going to be doing a little road tripping ourselves with the help of Bob and Mark. So stay with us right here on KSL Outdoors Radio.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.